I'd like to call to order this regularly scheduled City of Mountain Park City Council meeting for Monday, September 25th, 2023. And if I would, can get everyone to please join me in the pledge of allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. City clerk, please call the roll.
Robin Auerbach.
Present.
Jim Still.
Present.
Carol Silver.
Present.
Mark Murphy.
Present.
Emily Myers.
Present.
And Emily Myers is via Zoom.
All right. No absences, so if you would please give the financial report.
Okay, ending bank balances as of August 31st, 2023 are in the general fund, $1,260,705.05. Enterprise fund, $503,753.16. ARPA is $150,089.64. Port is $32,602.76. Lake Restoration Fund is $343,070.63. MPBFR has $5,633.15. SPLOST has $44,212.56. T-SPLOST number one has $471,981.06. T-SPLOST number two has $157,648.84 for a total bank balance of $2,969,696.85. Performance for the month of August, revenues in the enterprise fund were $31,354.48, with expenses in the enterprise fund at $32,298.64 for a net deficit income of $944.60. Revenues in the general fund were $31,371.95, and expenses in the general fund were $47,108.31 for a net deficit income of $15,736.36.
All right, thank you. Next item on the agenda is the approval of the minutes of the regular scheduled council meeting for 8/28/2023. Chair will entertain a motion.
I make a motion not to approve the minutes.
All right, we have a motion not to grab a second.
Well, there's a mistake.
There's a mistake.
Yes.
Don't just go ahead and correct the mistake. And
you
then
can, make an amend the motion. She made a motion to not approve
the minutes. Oh, okay, so I didn't know how to do it.
Okay.
We've never done this before.
So you need to just make a motion to amend the minutes.
There we go. I want to make a motion to amend the minutes from
August 28th.
August 28th.
All right. Tell me what the minutes.
Number one, consideration of the leak adjustment was not a unanimous vote.
Oh, did I have that? Okay. I didn't feel it. Yeah. I may have entered it wrong, so I apologize.
Everybody needs to speak up so Emily can hear, please.
Okay, so.
All right, so. Yes, it was not unanimous. All right. I don't have my notes from that. So that's the amendment. Any other amendment? Hold on a second. Here we go. It was 3-1-0. Councilperson Silver voted nay. So we need to amend it accordingly. Now the chair will entertain a motion to approve the amended minutes as amended.
And I will make a motion to approve the amended minutes as amended.
All right.
Second.
All those in favor? And it is unanimous. Thank you.
Emily, are you in favor?
Yes.
Okay, so she's voting. All right.
Thank you, sir.
All right, next item is to amend or adopt the current agenda.
I make a motion to adopt the current agenda.
As written?
As written.
All right, second. Second by Councilperson Silver. Discussion, all those in favor, please designate by show of hands, and it is unanimous. Thank you.
Emily?
Aye.
Okay. Help me with it. Remind
I'm
me.
Working on it. I'm working on it.
Mayor's report. I apologize for my general appearance. I left at 10 this morning to play at a charity tournament with Fortaline and Smarter Technology, the companies that install all of our smart meters. They had a charity tournament they asked me to participate in today, and at some point I must have said yes because they sent me the information and I showed up. I didn't know it was going to last until 7 o'clock, and I finally said I got to leave. So,
but did you win?
Well, I don't know because I wasn't there for the final thing. I told them I had to, knowing we would not have a quorum, I had to go ahead and leave. So I'll find out tomorrow from either Azure or someone, but I want to thank Joe Ferguson, Azure, Josh, the two gentlemen, Tim and Vernoy from Roswell Manufacturing. They were on my team. We had a great time. I think they raised a lot of money. There were a lot of people there. It was a lot of fun, but it was a long day, and I've got to be in Sandy Springs. I'm participating in the North Fulton Mayor's Future Business and Economy quorum tomorrow, so I got to be down there about 8. So. We're not going to do a lot of chattering tonight, folks, if I might say so. All right. Next, is there any council minutes? I mean, a council, yes, reports.
I have two things. One, I was asked to join the North Fulton Improvement Network today. That's a league of the 6 North Fulton cities that are focused on trying to eliminate poverty housing. So I've taken that nomination. I also wanted to address, I think it's fairly common knowledge that Rob and I were working on the Q&A session together. What may not be common knowledge is we are no longer doing that. And the Q&A session that's going to be done now is going to be done primarily from a pro Mountain Park Volunteer Fire Department angle. So it in the past came down to the fact that the pro side wanted to dictate who they debated against, and I refused on that. So they do have a right very much to do their own Q&A session, so I'm not objecting to that. But what I am objecting to is how this is being portrayed as a city-sponsored event and a council-sponsored event, because the city can't sponsor without a council vote, and there was not a council vote. Done.
I would like to reply, please.
All right. Go ahead.
It will not be totally pro. Just tell me, is anybody in this room willing to debate an attorney about NPDFR not knowing about it? Mark and I have been planning this since last March. All emails stated that it was between he and I. He would take the con, I would take the pro, and 2 weeks ago he made it very clear that I was to debate George Mendon and not him. Now, if I had the right and known at the beginning that that's what his plan was, and in Mark's defense, he says he was very clear, I just can't find it anywhere in the emails. So had I known to begin with, I would have either said yes or no, but I'm not gonna be set up to debate an attorney without knowing about it.
All right.
Also in Mark's defense, he said, he thought it would be better if he planned it for me. And isn't that what all we women want, is a man to plan our debates for
all
us?
All right, and at the risk of this going any further, I will say this, it is a Q&A, and anyone is eligible to come in here and to ask the questions, any and all questions, and council is obligated to answer. And so I think, not being pro or con, I think it's just gonna be a Q&A, and I think, if anyone that wants to ask their questions is welcome to come, and they can ask any questions they want to as long as relevant to the purpose for being here. So, all right, enough said there. Is there anything else?
I have to submit the questions to the moderator, I think.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah, so we're not picking the questions, the moderator is.
All right, are there any more council reports?
Yeah, all council members were invited to participate in this.
All right.
Yeah, I just wanted to mention that Mark and Bill and I met with Rex Kazor, who, along with Lynn Pearson and John McLaughlin, have volunteered to assist with permitting process.
I was there too, just.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I'm not going yet.
And the mayor. Sorry, Jim.
That's okay.
Anyway, it was a really good meeting, and a plan is being developed to first speak with Safeville to see if they can provide services that might be missing or needing updating. And our arborist, Josh Jarvis, has completed his review and is of updating our tree ordinance. Lynn Pearson has reviewed them and made some suggestions, and a meeting will be scheduled to go over it all and discuss everything. And I think y'all will be very happy with what has been developed so far.
All right, anything else?
Yeah, I was able to unpack these Mevo cameras with Emily, and we are taking council into the 21st century. We have got a motion on here tonight to kind of update it a little bit, but it was really an upgrade, and I'm super psyched about it, and we've been waiting for this for a long time, and they work. Thanks, Emily, for ordering and setting them up.
All right. Anyone else?
I'd like to add to that, Jim, just to say that we're going to unveil and roll out the cameras for the first time on Wednesday. So anyone that wants the new and improved experience, tune in Wednesday to the MPVFR Q&A Town Hall.
Very good. Thank you. We appreciate all the effort on Warren's part to make this more 21st century. So, all right, with that said, I will now ask the city clerk to please give the city hall report.
We are waiting. October, the RFP should be coming in. I've got with Nate about some of the pool repairs, so he's working on replying back on when some of that will get done and give me more information on timeline for all of the pool repairs discussed last month. And I think those are probably the biggest things that I have to update on.
Okay.
I can think of.
We do have a delivery or ship date, not delivery date, ship date for the endpoints for the smart meters. If you don't know, the endpoints is what's going to make the smart meters communicate with my computer and communicate with the system to where George will have to read them. So things are finally released from customs. That was the holdup.
Before I forget,
yes, sir.
Mr. Ferguson, who is from Cincinnati, is in town for this event. Said that we need to reach out to him this week, and he may be able to help us with some of the information that we currently don't have. There may be a way that they can help us, especially with some of these anomalies like high water bills. So don't let me forget, we need to give Joe a call and see what we can do.
I wrote myself a note. I will take care of it.
Very good. Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right. That being said, there are no appearances. We have a consent agenda. Chair will entertain a motion to approve the consent agenda.
I make a motion to approve the consent agenda.
All right, do I have a second? I have a second by Councilperson Murphy. Discussion, all those in favor, please designate by a show of hands. Emily?
Aye.
All right, it is unanimous, those are approved. Consent agenda is basically things that either we have no choice, we have to go ahead and we have to pay them because they were emergencies and costs incurred are and were discussed at the work session. Moving down to unfinished business, the first item of unfinished business is consideration of Russell Road Bridge maintenance.
That's mine.
All right.
May I give some brief background?
Absolutely.
I think we've been discussing this project for a year or longer. We initially received a quote from one engineering firm of $40,000 to $50,000 to manage the project. Bill Kohlbrenner took charge to save the city money. During this process, we spoke with DOT and learned that there was a grant available for bridge replacement. We do not qualify for the grant that has no matching funds because moving utilities are involved, but we do qualify for the local bridge replacement program grant and are now on the list for a new bridge with an estimated replacement cost of $1 to $2 million, but our out-of-pocket's only going to be $100,000 to $150,000 in matching funds. Prep work should begin in 2026 and a new bridge in 2030. So the repairs that we are approving tonight are necessary to keep the Russell Road Bridge in good working order until the new bridge construction begins. I make a motion to approve the Massana Russell Road Bridge repair quote in the amount of $68,424.
I have a motion. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Councilperson Silver. Discussion?
Yeah, I do want to make a quick comment about how long we've been working on this. Bill, I think you've got like 3 or 4 quotes, and I want to remind everybody that our code, section 2-176, allows sole source procurements that may be awarded without competition when the council determines, after conducting a good faith review of all available sources, that there's only one source. Our attorney pretty much insisted that we move forward with the RFP. We got absolutely no responses, and this just has made this project drag out for months and months and months. Price has gone up since your first quote back in, what, November, December, somewhere there. So we're losing money, and in the future, I'd just like to suggest that council be more insistent about taking advantage of that part of the code and insisting that we can do the sole source procurement when we know that somebody has all the quotes and knows what's going on.
All right.
That's it.
Any other comments? All those in favor, please designate a show of hands or an aye.
Aye.
All right. Any opposed? All right, it is unanimous. Thank you. All right, moving to new business. The first item under new business, consideration of Sue Herriter's variance request for Zero Rush Drive.
And I will take this one. I would like to make a motion to deny the variance request for Zero Rush Drive.
I have a motion. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Councilperson Myers. Discussion.
I think my concern is truly this, the idea of a deck being the cause for the request when it seems like such a simple thing to just reduce the size of the deck or substitute a patio instead of a deck. That was my thought.
The size of the deck is 14 foot wide. How much do you want to reduce it? That's what I'm asking.
That would be up to the buyer of the property. But it seems like a simple solution.
All right. Any other comments or questions?
All I want to say is that I feel for Zahar, and I wish I could vote to approve it. But we have too many residents who have spoken out against it. Even though Brandon said we could not force someone to bring letters from adjacent property owners saying they were okay with it. We had adjacent property owners here at the work session who clearly spoke against it. There are no letters of support. I have not heard one person support this variance.
All right. Any other comments? Yes, sir.
Yeah, I thought about this, and I actually was more in favor of granting this simply because he's asking for, I believe, a 4% variance on front. I'm not as concerned about the variance on the back because I don't think Mountain Park variance is related to Roswell property, and that's Roswell on the other side. So in the past, we have given tweakage for people so they could build nice homes in Mountain Park. So I was more favorably inclined. Obviously, I'm not going to win this contest, but I just wanted to say the piece.
All right. Any other comments? All those in favor for the motion to deny, please denote by a show of hands or an aye.
Aye.
All right, that's 3-4. Opposed, 1 against. The motion carries. Sorry, Mr. Chair. All right, next item on the agenda is the consideration of the invoice for $23,213.28 from Ardito for the Spruce Street, Poplar Street water leak repairs.
Well, this is a hard one, but I'll take it. I'm flabbergasted at the amount of this repair, but it's done. It was an emergency. The invoice is really long. It included night work, water main break. I mean, there really was no choice. And apparently there were two leaks. So I make a motion to approve the Ardito invoice for Spruce Poplar Street's water leak repairs in the amount of $23,213.28.
All right, motion to approve. Second. We've got a second by Councilperson Murphy. Discussion? Yeah, it was a late night. I talked to Chuck, and I think they went to like 3 that morning, 3 or 4 o'clock that morning, and then had to turn around and come back because of the second leak that was a part of this. Turns out we had a, Bill, was that a water line?
It was a 6-inch water main that was not abandoned properly. We do not know when, how, who was responsible. That's something that we just can't know.
Okay, yeah, so it did not
and
been abandoned
at all. And which was...
Yes. Didn't help us.
So, yeah, that was unfortunate. All right, any other questions?
I would add that it was shut down. It noted on the invoice that it was a PVC pipe that allowed it to leak. And it is my understanding that we have a lot of PVC water pipes that are putting us at dire risk.
You know, the thing that I find hard about this is because when I was on council in 02 to 06, we did a water line project. Mm-hmm. We replaced water lines in the city of Mountain Park because Ben Counter and Jim Close were the two engineers that managed that for the most part. And where all this PVC came from, I don't recall if that was what, Lloyd, do you recall what they were using back then? I knew the polybutylene, the gray stuff was out. We couldn't rush. It was.
And at that time, for some reason, they could not procure enough of the old iron pipe.
Galvanized, yeah.
It just could not come across. And it was in that time frame where the EPD said you could not put galvanized in the ground.
So if we were using water, then we were doing PVC.
We had one choice.
Yeah.
And that's it. And that's still pretty much the choice.
Well, do you recall whether cost played a part in that?
No.
Yeah, we had it was all based on CDB funds, is it?
CDBG, yeah.
CDBG funds. Mm-hmm. That was all our water main work was always done with that money until we were able to rebuild the swimming pool.
Yep.
Good to know.
All right. Yes, sir.
I would suggest that our next offsite, we invite Chuck Ardito to come talk to us so we can formulate. So we can, because in the past you said, what can we do to prevent or maybe minimize some of these expenses? And I think this is probably one of the biggest catastrophic cost issues we have faced. I mean, clearly, we're approving, $50,000? But if Chuck could come talk to us, in the past it's been explained, it's too complex. Yeah. If it's complex, you wouldn't understand it. But I'm betting this group sitting down with Chuck could try to get a better handle on what's going on and what could we do potentially to resolve some of these
issues. You know, preventive maintenance, proactive, yeah.
Or even maybe a better mapping of what we have.
And this is something that I've talked to Chuck regarding, like, why, what can we do? And I think Jennifer's had very similar conversations because obviously we're all hate to call him out at, you know, ungodly hours.
Just like we need to approve these.
Yes. And I do know something, you know, he is willing to talk with us and help educate us. He's also very good at speaking it in layman's terms. If I can understand what he's talking about, then I'm sure you guys could too. So I know he'd be willing to come talk to us.
Yeah, I have a report that he submitted to the city maybe 15 years ago on how to be proactive, what to do, and don't think anything was done.
Yep.
So I would like to suggest that if we do this time,
that we actually,
gets presented to council and we develop a plan to follow his recommendations.
And council has to approve it, has to move forward with it. Yes, sir.
And to your point, Robin, that same report, which I also have, I think there are 27 junctions of different types of materials, which is always the weak point. And there's probably 175 to 220 lineal feet of stuff that just should really come up before we have another incident like this. But just want to let you know that that report that you mentioned is very detailed in where the locations are and where the valves are. And it's that intersection of two different materials is where the concern is.
So, question. You're talking about linear feet of pipe, correct?
Mm-hmm.
So when we have these water main breaks, is that pipe being corrected as well, or is it just the water main that's being corrected?
That I don't know.
Okay. All right.
Thank you.
We'll go back to the original motion and second. Invoice for the amount of $23,213.28. All those in favor designate by a show of hands or an aye.
Aye.
All right, and it is unanimous. Chuck gets his check. All right. Item number three is the gutter repair estimate from K-Style Gutters. We've got some really poor, bad shape gutters on several of the buildings, and we've been needing to do this for a while. Chair will entertain a motion.
Yeah, I'll take this one unless somebody else.
And I'd like to do these in two separate motions if we can. One is, there's two on there. One's for $46.55, and the other is for the additional soffit and potential repairs.
Well, okay, I was going to make a motion to approve the K-style quote for the new community building gutters in the amount of $4,655 and up to $5,000 to replace the Watten
vision. Okay. All right. Do I have a second? Do I have a second? Second by Councilperson Murphy? Yes, but I'll tell you why that may not be good to make a motion that way, because some folks may say you don't need $5,000, you need $7,000. So then you have to go back and undo the motion. That's why I was
but okay,
you know
what? Well, we had a discussion. I'm sorry.
That's all right.
Are we in discussion
now? No, not yet. Okay. We're in motion. We have a second. Now we're in discussion.
Okay, because we had a discussion at work session that it was going to be approximately $5,000. That's what another number.
Okay.
Right. Is that correct? But here's the other part of that motion that might need to be changed. We may not need the gutter covers. And if we don't want the gutter covers right now, and if we want to wait and see if we can keep up with cleaning the gutters out with the ongoing maintenance program, we can wait and do the gutter covers later. If we do that, then we can take $2,415 off of this.
$46.55?
Yeah, $46. So I'm not sure. We never decided that at work session.
Are we allowed to talk?
I can call on you.
Oh, yeah. All right. So, Logan, what's the question?
Eliminating the cover.
Well, I just want to make sure, and I'm hearing this correctly with the numbers, that $4,600 included gutter covers.
It does.
It does? Okay.
Yes.
I just want to make sure. That
yes.
Which are pretty good clients.
Yes.
That's good.
All right. Linda first, and then Martine.
I want to say that I tried gutter covers and they don't work on metal roofs. Everything is just like not having gutters. That's all I can tell y'all. Before you spend the money on them, I tried it. And the other way is better, just to have someone clean the gutters on time and clean them out better.
All right.
I agree.
Martine?
I agree with it. It's the same problem. Yeah. If the water comes down so quickly,
yes,
it just kind of hops over the gutters. Yeah.
All right. Okay. Martine's next, then Barry, then Norman.
Isn't it gutter covers to keep the leaves out, and does that not work with metal roofs?
No, it doesn't work.
Well, the leaves, this roof is, I don't think there's a problem with a human being cleaning these gutters. It's not just good, but. I'm just saying, leaves do get in the gutters for the roof. It's just the space between the overhang of the metal. The gutter's not fully open because of the water just
all right.
On the metal roof.
All right, ladies, I'm going to go ahead and let Marvin, you have a question. No, Barry, then Marvin.
Yeah. I was just going to suggest that with the amount of leaves that we have in Mountain Park, that the gutter covers would probably be necessary, but I'm not aware of the metal roof issue, and that makes perfect sense. That the water would come off so fast on a metal roof that we've got gutter covers, but we have asphalt shingles.
Gotcha. Marvin?
What are you going to do with the water that comes off of the roof? You're going to have
what
to
have.
What
have we been doing with it?
We've got to sweep us out.
Do we have
yes.
Training and running it around the fire department and trying to get it out away from the building? I don't know what we're doing with that water.
That's a good point. We've got 65 feet of downspout and elbows mm-hmm. that are included to the tune of $455 on this invoice. I mean, I'm sorry, this proposal, this estimate.
All right.
And this is from me.
Okay.
We have a metal roof, and it's more the pitch of this. It's not a very steep metal roof, maybe a little taller than this. And we opted to put the 6-inch half round gutters mm-hmm. because they do take the water.
They're wider.
They're wider and they take the water. And we did not do any gutter covers, but once or twice a year we go up there and we have a blower and we make sure we clean them out. But the wider gutters help with the metal roof problem as opposed to just putting what you have out here. It's probably not enough for
right.
the watershed.
All right, Linda.
Yeah, I have that, the round gutters. And if they're cleaned out maybe three times a year, you don't have a problem. But the other gutters are expensive, and I just don't think they work.
The round right. gutters are right. expensive as well.
Yeah, yeah they are. But if you keep them clean.
Citizen Colburn.
To Marvin's point, currently the back of the building, it leaks like a sieve and all the water is going down, causing issues with flooding. So in my humble opinion, when the new gutters and the downspouts are put on, they need to be piped over to the side from a hydrology standpoint to protect this building. And they need to exit somewhere along in here, and we can even go underground into the creek, into the pond.
Absolutely.
And then the other issue that we have is we have a lot of areas of downspouts with the 6-inch gutters. You're going to be able to have fewer downspouts to control the water off the roof to where it needs to go and get it where it has to go. There's, unfortunately, there's no dry well, there's no flow wells, there's nothing that's already in place, but this is the first part of resolving the hill that keeps encroaching on the building, causing flooding and causing damage to the storage shed. So all we can do is really make chicken salad out of something else,
right,
and that is to get the water onto the pervious surface and try to take care of as much as we can from the flood control in the back of the building down this way and the way from the fire department.
Thank you, Bill. I got a question. Did we not have this conversation at the work session?
Not on gutters. They did not.
Then, you know, does this need to be tabled and go back to the work session? Because it sounds like there's a lot of variables here that aren't being addressed or being or being figured out.
Yes.
So.
Because we don't even know whether what's on this quote, whether 6-inch gutters, round, whatever. But since the price is so low, I'm going to assume it's not 6-inch round. The quotes that do 6-inch aluminum seamless gutters, I mean, it's triple the price almost. So,
okay.
Yes, I am.
Well, withdraw your motion.
I withdraw my motion.
Withdraw your second. All right.
And I make a motion to
table it to the next network session.
Next work session.
All right, do I have a second? Well, we can have that discussion at the next, you know, we just take it, all right?
Yeah.
Yes. Well, it's supposed to be to a time and place. Hang on a minute.
Sure.
Do I have a second on her motion to table this? Second for Councilperson Murphy. I'm going to put table in here. Okay. Table to next work session. All right. Lloyd, before we vote, because we're in discussion, did you have something you would like to add?
Now that you table it, now, they never said what size you were getting, and based on the size of the roof, I wouldn't go any less than 5 inches, and gutter cutters.
Well, that's kind of my point, because we haven't figured out what size we're doing or anything like that. We need to have a further work session discussion.
But one other thing you need to discuss is you can put all the downspouts you want, but if you don't travel that water out away from the building, it's all going to gather right back here where it always does.
Yes, and I think we need to have this discussion at the next work session when we're actually trying to decide what we're going to do. So do you have something you want to add?
Now that we've tabled it, I will reach out, unless somebody else really wants to take this. I will reach out to them and I will work with the company and with Citizen Kohlbrenner, who originally got me in touch with this company, and we will have them come back out to speak with us, figure out 6-inch gutters and
downspouts. Yeah, there's a lot of unanswered variables.
All of that fun stuff.
You got something real short and sweet.
And Gutter Gang is the one to hire to do a couple of times a year to get it done.
All right.
They'll get clean.
Thank you for the input. All right. All those in favor of tabling this for the next work session? Aye.
Aye.
All right. It's unanimous. Thank you. Moving on to the next item is up to $1,000 to rebuild the stage located on the green for upcoming events this fall. Who wants to take that one?
I have a name down here.
I got out of
that.
Okay.
Yeah.
I make a motion to approve up to $1,000 to rebuild the stage located on the green.
All right, do I have a second?
I second that.
Second by Councilperson Silver. This is going to give us a stage that is going to be portable, that is going to be meet all the requirements, and it'll be ready by the October Festival.
Now you're killing me.
Yeah. That's got to be, you know, got to be ready. Any other questions?
Let me first just ask, can we look at what they're building? Can we okay what they're building? If it's something that we approve of.
He kind of explained it at the work session.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
It's going to be good.
All right.
So does this mean that stage goes away?
Mm-hmm.
Because I've heard several people in the community say that it's so convenient to have a stage where they can just come down and do stuff. If you've got to go get a stage, where will the stage be stored? And how will they have access to it? Now I've got to get in touch with the city. I've got to get approval to get the stage out. So the request I heard from a number of people over the course of the last week was, why can't we have both? Can we make that one
meet
code and keep it, and also have a portable one that would be wonderful to have for different places to bring it, you know, out here if you need it or whatever. But can't we have both? Because people really do appreciate having that one available without having to go through a bunch of hubbub to get access to it.
Bill, is that one that's out there safe?
No.
That's what we said. We need to bring it up to code.
What?
They can bring it to code, make it safe, and then leave it where it is, and they have another.
And then you're building another one, but is $1,000 enough there?
Yeah, because I'm donating the labor, the city's buying the materials.
So it's
enough?
Yeah. It's enough.
To make that one safe?
Nope.
Just to build a new one.
Just to make the portable stage, nothing to do with that one.
Okay. Yeah. Are you willing to make that one safe if we up the approval.
Not on that short time span.
Yeah.
Right, we need a stage for the October Festival on the 23rd, so we need to do that first. If citizens want to work on making that one, you know, more secure, we can do that, or we can do it at a later date after we get this situation resolved.
Does council want to consider taking the funds for a portable stage and just making that one a permanent stage that's up to code, that's safe, that's...
Then where do we go? How are we going to get it up here for the
October? Oh, that's right. I forgot about that.
Then we're going to have to rent a stage, which is $500 or $1,000 or whatever that is. All right.
Okay. I'm sorry. Any clarification? Do I need to change the motion?
No.
We're good.
Yes.
And we're going to repair that one
eventually.
For now, we're leaving it the way it is.
We're leaving it the way it is.
Okay. Got it.
All right.
And yes. I was just going to add, to use the word rebuild. It's a little bit of a misnomer. We are building a new stage.
I would like to amend the motion so we don't get the two stages confused. Yes. I would like to approve up to $1,000 to build a portable stage that can be used.
All right. Do you second the amended motion?
Okay. Much better.
All right. All those in favor, designate by show of hands or an aye.
Aye.
All right. It's unanimous. We get a new one. All right. Consideration of moving the fiscal year 2023 MPBFR donations from the general fund account to the MPBFR account in the amount of $4,171.78.
Yeah, that's the name. Of the $43,872 raised by grants, donations, and fundraisers, there was $4,171.68 left over from fundraising last fiscal year. A Mountain Park Volunteer Fire and Rescue Department bank account was recently opened, and I am making a motion to approve moving the remaining donations, fundraisers from fiscal year 22-23 from the general fund to the MPBFR bank account.
For a total of $41,71.70.
Correct.
All right. You have a motion. We have a second.
Second.
Second by Councilperson Silver. Discussion. This is just money that you're putting into
a bank account.
Account for okay.
It's just going to be easier to keep up with it when we have a separate account.
But it's an account that's controlled by the city. It's not on the fire department. Just for clarification.
Yes.
It is a city account. All right. All those in favor, designate by show of hands or an aye.
Aye.
Okay. It is unanimous. Thank you. All right. Number six. First read for ordinance submitting fees and penalties within the city of California.
That's me. And I think it's the last one for the evening. Several months ago, I went through our code and took a look at various fines, fees, and limits on a couple of building permitting codes. And I updated what I could from their original publication dates, which most of them were 1982, and increased them to 2023 equivalents using CPI. There were many that could not be increased because they were already at the maximum $1,000 fee that is controlled by the state. So this is the first read of Brandon's motion. I can read a brief description of each one if you want, or I can just make a motion to approve the whole.
Yeah, just approve the whole.
Okay. I make a make a motion to approve Brandon's update of the five updates to our code that control fines and fees and a couple of limits on permitting.
All right, do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Councilperson Silver.
I can try to make that more clear for you later, Jennifer.
All right, discussion. These are basically all the ones that we talked about that aren't, you know, that aren't to the max or
right. All right. I want to thank Robin for taking on something that I have seen, known about, talked about, pushed, encouraged, and you did what I have been unable to do, and I am very, very grateful to you for updating us, and again, bringing us into the 21st century.
You're welcome, Carol, but this is not the building permitting fees. Just
I understand that. Yep. There are fees and penalties within the code of ordinances that were, I would like to know what they dated back to. What was the date of the last change, do you know?
Most of them went back to 1982.
That's
when they were first written.
Yeah. Way to go, Robin.
All right, anyone else in the back?
Can we read this on the website?
Yes, after the first read, it should be posted on the website.
Yeah, I don't think I have it on there yet, but it will be going.
If it passes tonight, then it'll be, it should be posted. All right. Anyone else? All those in favor, designate by show of hands. Or aye.
Aye.
All right. It passes. Item number 7, last but not least. Meepo Campbell.
Yeah, I'm taking. Oh, go ahead, Emily. Sorry.
I got it. Thank you. I make a motion to approve the purchase of Mevo camera streaming service for annual fee of $149.
All right, do I have a motion? Do I have a second? Second by Councilperson Silver. All right. Discussion. This is the cameras for the streaming for the work sessions and the council meetings, correct?
Yes, we have the cameras. We purchased the cameras and we have the stands, but this is a service that allows us to live stream the meetings, and it is required, and it is, this is the cheapest version of it, which is an annual fee.
All right, any questions, comments? All those in favor designate by show of hands, or an aye.
Aye.
All right, it is unanimous. We have our cameras. All right, that concludes the agenda for this evening's session.
We set a record.
I'm hungry. We set a record. So, no, I'm kidding. No, we're good. Is there anything else that anybody else, council members, would like to share with the audience? I'll give you a few minutes.
That sounds like a loaded question.
Why do you, is there something you need to tell everybody?
It's a big old, it's a lumberyard.
Yeah, why do you have to pick this up?
Y'all, come on out. Oh, this is an amazing vine. It is 8 years old. It is a,
Wisteria.
Wisteria
vine. I can almost name where it was taken out of. It is dense, and vines kill trees. And I'm going to hop back on the soapbox if you don't stop me.
No, I have said every spring, I've always, in the mayor's minute, I've always said, it's time to get out there and get the ivy, the English ivy, the wisteria, and any of the other vines that kill our large hardwoods and trees.
And regardless of what happens November 7th, this will remind me.
I'm
very grateful to you for thinking of that.
That was over 150 feet tall, and it took over 4 trees that were probably no less than this. And the second that was cut, the gap from the cut expanded to about 6 feet. And you could hear it just unwinding all the way up around the trees.
Yeah, relaxing, releasing, yeah.
It was amazing.
Incredible. All right, please don't forget we have our third annual October Festival coming up on October 21st. We have the same band that we had last year, which people loved. Play a lot of really good music. Same food truck, Love at Worst Sight, which is good German food. And I think they almost sold out.
Axis.
And this year we have axe throwing in the cage. They promise that it is the safest axe throwing
program. It is.
Yeah, so we look forward to seeing everyone come out.
There's not going to be a person seated in the cage.
There's not going to be anybody. We're not going to put any pictures of faces of it. It's a target, so. But we will make it fun. It is a fundraiser, so they will have different games. You can compete against other individuals in your axe throwing, or you can bust balloons, and you can they'll give $10 to, you know, the MPBFR or whatever the thing is. So, yes, sir.
And don't forget the new stage for the Oktoberfest.
Yes, and we'll have a new stage for the band to play.
I hope.
All right. With that being said, Chair, we're going to take a motion.
I make a motion that we adjourn.
Adjourn. Do I have a second? Second by Councilperson Murphy. All those in favor, designate by show of hands or an aye.
Aye.
Aye. Unanimous. Thank you, folks. Good night.